This is Akashwani, Itanagar. The news read by Hage Ali. Union Minister Kiran Rijiju has informed that the construction of the upcoming Arunachal Frontier Highway project will begin soon in the border areas of Arunachal Pradesh. In a video message, Mr. Rijiju said the project is one of the biggest and most difficult projects of the country. He further said the state's dream to have a highway along the border areas is finally going to be fulfilled. He has appealed to all civil societies, MLAs, panchayat leaders and youth of the state to cooperate with the government for its successful completion within a stipulated time. The fifth meeting of the Task Force for the Development of Tourism in Northeast States was held in New Delhi today. In the meeting, the discussion centered on strategies for capacity building, training policies, marketing and promotion efforts for the development of tourism in Northeastern states. The meeting was attended, among others, by the officials from Assam, Arunachal Pradesh, Meghalaya, Manipur, Mizoram, Nagaland, Sikkim and Tripura. Representatives from various central ministries, Confederation of Indian Industry and other private partners are also present in the meeting. Sela Tunnel has been recognized as the highest tunnel in the country by the International Book of Honour, England, on 7th of this month. The 2.598 kilometers long tunnel is built by Border Road Organization at an altitude of 13,000 feet on Tezpur-Tawang Road, ensuring year-long connectivity to the strategic region of Arunachal Pradesh. Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly Speaker P.D. Sona today attended a joint meeting of the Executive Committee, Commonwealth Parliamentary Association India Region, Zone 3, and the Executive Council, Northeastern Region Institute of Parliamentary Studies, Training and Research at Guwahati in Assam. He has congratulated Nagaland Assembly Speaker Sharingain Longkumar on being elected as the new chairman of CPA India Region, Zone 3, cum President of Northeast Regional Institute of Parliamentary Studies, and Speaker Meghalaya Thomas A. Sangma as its Vice Chairman and Vice President. A new variety of catfish has been discovered recently by the researchers of Indian Council of Agricultural Research, National Bureau of Fish Genetics Resources, from Tung Stream, a tributary of Tisa River in Tirap District. The catfish, Glyptothorax punyabratai, is named after the founding director of ICAR, NBFGR. The India Met Department has forecasted that heavy rainfall is likely over the Northeast India today. Meanwhile, the Met Center, Itanagar, has forecasted that except for Lower Subansiri, Leparada, Lower Siang, East Siang and Namsai districts, all other remaining districts are in yellow alert zone. These districts will have thunderstorm with lightning very likely at isolated places. Meanwhile, the Met Center, Itanagar, has forecasted partly cloudy sky with one or two spells of rain or thundershowers at Itanagar and Nahalagan today, with maximum temperatures of 27.6 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 22.4 degrees Celsius. Further, the rainfall till 5:30 p.m. was 1.4 millimeters. The Golden Jubilee Capital Complex 3 Badminton Tournament 2024 started today and it will continue till 12th of this month at the Dri Ground in Papunala. A total of 109 participants will participate in the categories of under 14 singles for boys and girls, open category of singles, doubles and mixed for men and women, veterans men, singles and doubles, super veteran men for the age group of 50 years and above. Meanwhile, the official T-shirt of Golden Jubilee Capital Complex Dri Celebration T-shirts was also launched today. A model immunization center at PHC Chimpu was inaugurated by DC Itanagar Shwetanagar Koti Mehta today. Later, the DC also inspected the health center and took stock of its functioning. Later, the deputy commissioner also inspected health and wellness center at Ganga and Lobi and urban PHC Itafort. Further, she urged all the medical officers and health workers to be diligent and regular in performing their duties. She also inquired about outreach programs, awareness, door-to-door vaccination, availability of generic medicines. Itanagar Capital Police have busted an interstate sex racket running in the capital city. Police had conducted a raid at an alleged brothel cum residence of a person named Techi Rina Anya and Jamlo Tagung at Chimpu on May 4th this month and rescued three minor girls. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.